This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At 7 after the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all at the ready. The situation surrounding discussion, I'm sure Putin is happy as well about what happened at the Oscars, because he comes off the front page, at least for a few days anyway. The slap, what is the reference? The slap heard around the world. Yeah, right. And I just am looking at some photographs actually taken above from the camera's perspective. When I looked at it, it looked like it was a straight shot, and I thought they were doing a movie fake sort of thing.
Everybody did.
Punches, those are all fake.
I thought he was going to go up and like be like, you know, hey, man, I'll rough you up if you don't stop talking about my wife. Or, you know, I thought right. It was going to be something kind of funny because Will Smith and Chris Rock have been friendly for years.
Yeah. So,
to have that reaction.
I guess they haven't liked each other, I think, since, what, 2016? They had some kind of...
There was a beef, right?
Yeah, about. I think I read that he said something about Jada that Will did not like in 2016. And so I guess there was that. And then that was simmering all the way through. And then obviously he made the joke about G.I. Jane. And then you saw the slap and the crying. And it was so poorly timed because, of course, he slaps Chris Rock right before he accepts the award for Best Actor. It's like you couldn't even let anything die down.
My read on this, who knows whether it's the right read, but as Alec Baldwin has been shunned by his fellow actors and the whole movie community at large, I believe the same thing is going to happen to Chris. How can he recover from this? Nobody's going to forget this. Under the circumstances.
They won't forget it, but he's Will Smith, and clearly people pick and choose.
Well, but is that appropriate?
He didn't get escorted out of the bear. It doesn't mean it's appropriate, but people have done a lot less and been escorted out of award shows.
Yeah.
It's very clear that it doesn't matter what people do. It matters who the person is that's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, we witnessed an assault on live television, and then he was allowed to just sit right back down again.
Yeah. And go to the parties. I don't know. I was had it rough.
What happened to the parties afterwards? Where did Chris Rock go?
Well, I don't know where Chris Rock went.
They were both going to Vanity Fair. That's the big one. So we don't know if they did or not.
I had a rough night's sleep, and so I was doing some Googling because I couldn't really sleep. And so I saw a lot of people online were upset that Will Smith was out partying and dancing, saying it didn't look like he had just hit somebody 5 minutes ago. And so he was out there, and he's taken heat, way more heat than I thought he would have taken.
He should take a lot of heat, yeah. And so, one of the things that was interesting to watch and then to read afterwards during the break, Denzel and Tyler Perry and Bradley Cooper went over to Will Smith and said, hey, pal, calm down. I think Denzel probably had more impact on him than anything else because he referenced what Denzel said to him when he received the award, which I don't think he should have received. I think he should have been taken out of the theater. I'm with you. I think this sets a terrible, you know, what people will say in the street, well, Will Smith got away with it, so why should I be? Why should I, you know, you go up and punch somebody? And you don't have to account for it? That's more Hollywood privilege.
I kind of see, like, the honor. I mean, because Jada Smith has that haircut because she has alopecia.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's like
Chris Rock clearly did not know that. It's not an excuse.
Probably.
It was a dumb joke, but he didn't know that.
Well, and, you know, it used to be that people were made fun of all the time without... I mean, how many people got made fun of during the show at the beginning with Amy Schumer and stuff? There was some...
Yeah.
Which was very funny, but there were people who were made fun of. Yeah, and, you know, you just kind of sit there and you laugh and you take it. I think the problem is that Will Smith, I don't know if it was sensitive or what the deal was. They had been referenced in Amy Schumer's opening with Wanda Sykes. I don't know. Maybe he was just... fresh. It's just,
well, the weird thing was that
people get away with just going and slapping somebody for a dumb joke.
Right. It's so strange that when you look at the video, and I've seen it a million times now from different angles and the uncensored version of it, Will was sitting back in his chair. He was relaxed. He was laughing his head off at the joke. Jada's face was not laughing. She was really pissed. So something must have happened where either she looked at him and then he went, uh-oh, I'm going to have to act. Yeah, and then it was so bizarre that you go from laughing at the joke to punching someone. It was a lot. And his speech, maybe he was just nervous that he was going to, you know, maybe it was hitting him, you know, in the moment,
the
no pun intended, that,
was
like, what he had done. Yeah, yeah, maybe his phone was blowing up and his agent and his lawyer were calling. I don't know. But the speech was all over the place. Like Jay had mentioned earlier, it went on for 6.5 minutes or something. And I get it, because people wanted to know what he was going to say. But and then to make your whole theme about protecting your family and, I guess that's what the father does in, you know, in the Venus and Serena movie. But like,
oh, phony.
Really? Yeah, it just,
phony.
It was
phony.
A lot.
Phony,
it made me
phony,
think there's
phony,
something
phony.
Going on with him, like, mentally. Yeah. It was very unhinged.
The Academy
that's the thing
has
that kind of crossed my mind. Was there drinking or, I mean, was there something?
He seemed sober.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone was drinking there.
He didn't seem sloshy, but like, you know, there's a weird, it's just weird behavior and words put together.
The Academy was very strong in the statement that they issued afterwards and not condoning violence of any form, but they didn't explain why they didn't have him taken off the stage, which is something of their, okay, so the first part of this is, yep, you say this is horrible. Next, why didn't you do something about it?
I fully expected security to remove him from the audience.
Sure.
And then I was looking in the background. I'm like, nope, they're just sitting there like nothing ever happened. Jade is laughing, and I don't know. It's not a good look.
Nope, not. So I think there'd be a lot of... the question that I have, and I haven't found it in place, what did Rock... Where did he go, and what did he... Did they say anything to each other? He apologized to everybody else on the air, except he didn't say anything about Rock. On the air.
I don't think he's going to apologize to Chris Rock.
I thought he handled, to Chris Rock's credit,
yeah.
He handled it. The fact that you just got, like,
and then he was able to
like that,
finish his job.
And then
yeah.
continued. He goes, I just got cold cocked by Will Smith or whatever he said. And just stood there. Yeah. It was amazing how he just took it.
He was up there for a while because by the time, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but by the time Chris Rock walked off the stage, his whole jaw was swollen. You could see, the one half, the bottom half of his face was really swelling up. So he probably went backstage and got an ice pack.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have blamed him if he called it a night at that point and didn't want to go to parties with a swollen face. But
so
it was
he
just...
declined to file a police report, but he does have 6 months to do that if he chooses to do that. If a report is filed and Smith is charged, he could face 6 months in jail and a fine of $100,000.
I think Will Smith is lucky that Chris Rock is just going to rise above this now and let it go.
Yeah. Yep. I think that, but, you know, we're all here. The pictures back and forth of the Williams family during all of this, you know, what are they supposed to make?
How interesting.
Venus's face, when Will Smith was giving his speech, Venus looked shell-shocked.
Yeah.
You know, she just was like, I mean, it's really, talk about taking the thunder away from their story.
Real. Yeah,
It's just horrible.
Yep. Okay, well, I think we've taken care of that. Omicron and the subvariant BA2, the dominant strain at the moment around the world, but it doesn't have the same impact, thank heavens. There are a lot of people who are sick with it, but they are not deathly ill. And we've seen the decrease down and down and down and down. The number of people going up again from the subvariant, is there concern? Apparently not. I think I mentioned this on Friday. All of the CEOs of the major airlines went to the federal government, to the TSA, and sent a letter to the president saying, okay, Mr. President, it's time. The masks on the plane have to go. And it should be immediate. I think the date is, April 14th at the moment? But they could lift it at any time. And I think the airlines actually made a pretty good case based around the number of incidents that flight attendants have had to put up with as they could. People in the public don't want to, they're not wearing masks anymore, so why do we have to wear a mask on the plane?
Well, and it's unfair to put flight attendants in the line of being law enforcement.
Right, they shouldn't be the babysitters. No, not at all. Okay, so what's the latest? Joe Manchin says he's going to vote to confirm Ms. Jackson, so that pretty much puts her over the top, right? Anything else to be said?
Yeah, I don't think that's unusual. I mean, I think all along people thought that she'd get confirmed. I do think that she would have had, she had had a better, probably a better showing last week. She probably would have had some more Republicans backing her. I would imagine it's going to be a slim confirmation, but I don't think that there's going to be any surprises between now and when they vote in April.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't think so either. It appears okay. So that we can scratch. Well, I'm just looking at the things we can scratch off the story. Scratch off the
controversy
story
list.
Yeah, right. Where can we? What else can we get rid of here? The plane crash. This is not controversial. That Chinese plane crash that went down last week. They found the second black box. I'm amazed that, given the fact that that plane hit the ground going almost 800 miles an hour, that there's a piece of anything that's left.
They had to. It created a 65-foot deep pit in the side of the mountain. That's the impact. It is remarkable that they were able to find the second one because it was. They had to dig for it. It was really buried.
It's just.
But I mean, I don't know.
And why don't they, make the plane out of the same material as the black box?
Right. That's a good question.
Well. That's even if you, but at 800 miles an hour, 780 miles an hour,
can
you get anything? I'm surprised they found a 4-foot piece of the wing that was left, and that was about it. Other than that, nothing left of anything.
I thought it was also bizarre. Did you guys see over the weekend that they declared that all 132 people were dead? Like, didn't we know that immediately?
Yeah.
So that stuff is so really stupid. It's just. Amazing. The DJV download every day. We discuss the best and the worst of what's going on. Download every day, focusing on the things that we've talked about during the course of the day. Some of them are about the news. Some are about people. Some of them, here we have a conversation on the most recent DJV podcast about the Jennifer Hudson engagement ring and Victoria giving us a lesson in what women do if they decide to call it off, or if the man decides. Man calls it off, you keep the ring. Woohoo! Check it out. DJV download at djvshow.com every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
How many of you have pets? Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear, apparel, or pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and donated over $7 million. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to some of the trending items from social media that we follow. Or I should say Jay does. She follows it for all of us. She's got big shoulders and she can carry the weight. It's fabulous. Okay, so we have Phil Collins and his final concert. Or is it his final concert or the Genesis band's final concert?
All of the above.
It is, okay.
All of the above. Yeah, he was in London. He is now officially a retired man. He was joined by Genesis bandmates Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks. So this was their last show. They were in London. He performed sitting down. He even joked with the crowd that he needs to find a real job now.
Yeah.
And we know he suffered numerous.
Did he fall off the stage? What happened to him, the original thing that caused all the nerve damage? What happened to that? Or why
we'll
did
have
he
to
have
ask
that?
The Google machine.
I don't know how it started, but I remember he had drop foot, and that was something like where your foot goes numb, like your leg goes
numb.
It's
a nerve thing.
Yeah, but a lot of drummers, and our producer Phil would probably know about this too. A lot of drummers have spinal cord issues and nerve issues because it's a very unnatural position for them to be sitting in and looking down at, you know, I have a couple friends who are drummers and they have messed up necks and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And it's a common thing that happens. And Phil Collins was a drummer for a really long time, a really good drummer. And so I think it probably could be related to that as well, on top of whatever else.
So then you wonder.
In 2007, he dislocated a vertebrae in his neck.
That left
nerve damage in his hands. Mm-hmm. He's had a cane since 2015. He had back surgery, and he did reveal during an interview this past fall that he could barely hold a drumstick anymore. So it seems like it wasn't just one thing. It's kind of an accumulation.
How old is he?
I'm thinking 71.
70s? 71?
Yeah, okay. 71. So I was thinking about the two most outstanding pop drummers that I can think of, Ringo and Mick Fleetwood, and thinking Fleetwood's a very tall guy. I would think that something like that was going to affect. It would affect somebody. Phil Collins kind of short. Ringo's kind of short. Because, you know, the back issues usually occur more to people of height than not always.
When I saw Fleetwood Mac, Mick Fleetwood stands up a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because he's taking breaks from sitting too long, but, like, he'll stand up and play the drums a lot. So,
how do you maintain your balance when you're drumming and you're standing up? I would think that would be very hard to do. And I'm not a drummer.
Well, his helmet kit was raised up.
Oh, okay.
And there are a lot of drummers that they do stunts where they're strapped in and the entire set, including the drummer, will flip upside down and they'll play drums upside down. It's different bands
Tommy
have done
Lee,
that.
Right?
He's done that. Travis Barker's done that with Blink 182.
Well, to be fair, Tommy Lee has a kickstand, so it makes me sure.
How do you do that? Are you serious? Play the drums upside down? How do you do that?
Well, he used to wear... Okay, so a friend of mine, her dad loved Motley Crue when we were kids. And so they were, like, I don't know, at some point in the 90s, Motley Crue had another album. And my friend's dad dragged her to a Motley Crue concert where Tommy Lee was in his little Speedo and he didn't strap in properly. And when the cage lifted up over the stage and turned over, he fell off his bench and he fell out of the cage in his little Speedo, like landed like on the stage. It was so bad.
I was rock and roll baby.
Rock and roll is here to stay. It'll never die. It'll go down in history. Whatever else goes along with that. That's an old Bowser line. Maybe I shouldn't even assume that you know who Bowser is. The three of you know who Bowser is?
Nope.
Only heard you talk about him.
John really? Oh my God.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's remark in Poland that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power has some leaders saying the message is threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain.
French President Emmanuel Macron.
I think we should be factual and, first of all, do everything so that the situation doesn't get out of control. I wouldn't use those terms because I continue to speak to President Putin. Because what do we want to do collectively? We want to stop the war that Russia launched in Ukraine without waging war and without escalation.
Oil trading prices are slightly lower as Shanghai, China goes into COVID lockdown. The benchmark Brent crude is now $117 a barrel. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
President Biden's comments while speaking to U.S. troops in Poland Friday, in which he told them that they would see the bravery of Ukrainians fighting off Russia when you're there, might indicate U.S. troops going to Ukraine. Former Acting Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell responds on Newsmax.
Look, he mumbles. He's unclear. Sometimes he wears a mask. Sometimes he doesn't. The troops aren't standing for him when he walks in the room. We see this as incredible weakness. We see this as something that's really unclear to the American people. He's saying that sanctions don't work. Now he's talking about putting troops inside Ukraine. The messaging is so much of a mess that it's no wonder that people are really looking at him and taking advantage of weakness. I mean, we could list, everybody knows, all of the different countries and leaders that are looking at the United States right now and beginning to make moves and to go on the offense. We have a crisis right now in the United States because our leadership looks incredibly weak and is acting incredibly weak.
President Biden wants to propose a minimum tax of 20% on households worth more than $100 million in an effort to cut the budget deficit by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. The facts sheet was released by the White House Budget Office over the weekend. In his proposal expected today, the lower deficits would help the economy's resurgence. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour now on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. I know this may come as somewhat of a shock, but there are extraordinary people right here, right now. You're extraordinary. Jennifer's extraordinary. Victoria, Jay, The world is full of extraordinary people who have extraordinary gifts. So if you know somebody or you think that there's somebody around you that's worth a little extra effort to say thank you to, or maybe you've done something that you might not have wanted to. I think a lot of people are being reflective after watching the Will Smith thing. What sort of thing have you done to offend somebody or have done something that really might not be, you took it the wrong way or you overacted or overreacted? It's sort of a sobering thing. That's maybe the good, if there's anything good that came out of that, that may be it. People reflecting on how they talk to her. You know, some of the things that we see in the public spectacle gives us license to be outrageous, or at least it seems. You know, youngsters talking back to their teachers, for example, or talking back to their parents. It's not appropriate under any circumstance in my world for that to. I remember once my grandson Miles, who was coming of age, in a manner of speaking, I think he had just turned, it was about a year or so ago, he just turned six, and his mother had told him to do something, and he didn't want to do it. And so my daughter's name is Megan, and for the first time, and I happened to hear this as they were having the discussion about what Miles was supposed to be doing and didn't want to do, he looked at his mother and said, "Megan, I don't want," and Megan was shocked, because she, and then she said, "That's not, you're not going to call me Megan, I'm your mother." And that was the end of the conversation. But I think, you know, sometimes there are things that just happen that are shocking. And I mean, it was how old you are. It just is something that needs to be dealt with. And
Miles Megan, meant business.
And so did Megan. And Miles knew it. So that was a quick retraction. But you know, we always, I guess maybe it's part of human nature to want to push the envelope, to push the, you know, the window out as far as you can go. And so with that, I would like Victoria to sort of give us a little more info on the Russian hacking efforts. I think people should hear this, the warnings that are coming from our government and from people in America doing business. I don't think you should underestimate, and neither does Victoria, I don't think anybody should underestimate what these people are capable of. Yeah. I don't think they have the balsam to do something really stupid, like use nuclear weapons, but I think they'll try almost anything else. And the hacking stuff is a real danger. And I think there are a couple of different examples. We've seen them in the past, but stuff now that should bring us up a little short, Victoria?
Well, the warning that you're referencing is a couple things happened over the weekend. So there was a hack on the European satellite, the satellite broadband network, the KASAT, that is owned by Viasat. That's actually an American satellite communications company that's based in Europe. But on February 24th, which is the day the Russian invasion of Ukraine began, the KASAT network was hit by outages that affected all of Ukraine and the surrounding regions in Europe. Now, at the time, they weren't really sure what it was, but now they know that this was a Russian hack, and they wanted to take the satellites down so that this was the same day that they were, you know, planning the invasion. So it all ties together. Now, separately from that, over here in the States are the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which is very mouthy, wordy. It's CISA, S-I-S-A. They are warning all businesses, not just infrastructure like the pipeline, which we had, you know, as we remember last year was hacked, the Colonial Pipeline. Not just infrastructure, but all businesses and owners and operators need to assume that disruptive cyber activity is coming. Yeah. So, and this is something that, you know, Jen Easterly, who's the director of the agency, she's former Army intelligence, and so she said this is, they have seen so many examples of this happening. Ransomware for a lot of companies. This is something that, you know, right now as Putin's getting backed into a corner more and more, things are stalling out. They're not, as we know, they're not going according to plan. And it's not just Putin. It's when you think about, like, the people who work for him, whether it's in the intelligence, you know, community in Russia, they're under a lot of pressure, too, coming from the top to make this not look embarrassing because, you know, there's a lot of embarrassment so far with Russia and this and how they
don't look so hot.
They don't look great, right?
I mean, this is not.
No. Right. So this is going to make them lash out even more. And we've seen how if you take down credit card systems and banking systems, which we've done through sanctions, you can see how that quickly cripples an economy. And that can happen to us here. And so everyone needs to be really, really careful, whether you own a small business and you don't want your records or your information hacked. Obviously, you don't. To large corporations, everyone needs to be on high alert.
Well, I think that's a good. We try to be as practical here as possible when it comes to helping you. Another thing we can do is advise you if you're thinking about remortgaging, and this comes from a personal experience. I had I had a car loan that was I got when my credit wasn't so hot. So I happen to have there's a credit union around here that's supposed to be very aggressive when it comes to refinancing. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go over and just talk to them and see what they can do. The interest rate I was paying on the car loan was 5.9%. And in some circumstances, that's not bad. It just isn't great. And so I went to the office, and they were very nice. I'd never been in there before. And they, their interest rate is 1.9%. And it took me all of 5 minutes to do it. It changed the car loan. Now it saves me about $300 a month. And so I started thinking about mortgage rates. And I think, Jennifer, you said last week that you refinanced again. I know a lot of people who now, because the interest rates are going to go up, they're going to climb from here no matter when you bought your home.
You should have climbed a year ago because inflation would have been better. But I refinanced.
Yeah. So I wonder, just as it, and this, I'm not, there's no point to this other than me telling you my story and Jennifer, and just as a matter of course, there are going to be people that will be very eager to have you refinance because they don't really make, most of these companies don't make any money on the interest rate because they're borrowing the money from the Fed. What they make money on is the, what they charge you for service fees. $500 for this, $200 for that, another. So that's
the nice thing that I was able to do, though. That was like really important. I don't know. I saved, I think, $88,000 over the course of my loan is refinancing from a 30-year to a 15-year. So I didn't take any money out of my house. I probably should have because I have a lot of equity built up, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to try to get it paid off as soon as possible. So I could use this as a rental home or something like that if I could get enough money together to buy something else and something new. And so what was really great is that I got locked in at 2.74, I want to say.
Good.
So that's right now is the time. And I know it's gone up a little bit since I locked in, but I did mine, I think, in January or February. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to do it, I would do it now because I think pretty significantly you're going to see quickly, especially as we get closer to the election, we're going to see the interest rate probably go up a bit so that it tries to tamp down some of the inflation numbers.
But by that doing that, it'll slow down the economy, although the economy is pretty strong right now.
But it needs to happen, I think.
Yeah. So in terms of homes and who's living where, there is a very interesting, sort of resurgence or regrouping of Americans living in the same home as their parents and their grandparents. It appears that we here in this country are more than twice as likely to now live in multi-generational households than we were when I was a kid. When my father was here, he was an orphan, but he lived with his aunts in a tenement building in South Boston. How many of us can look back? Your history, the Irish were great, not only there, but here, I think, Victoria, in living in what was called or is called multi-generational households. They just said, my grandmother lives here, my mother lives here, I live here.
Well, my husband, just to give an example of that, Italians in New York are also like that. Right. I think just any immigrant community, really, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, my husband's from a very Italian section of Queens, and he had not only his grandparents, but his great-grandmother also living in the same house when he was a little kid. So, that's very common. And, I only had one grandparent, and he was kind of in and out of the house with us. He lived up on Cape Cod and then would stay with us occasionally. But, I don't have an example of that, but I certainly know more and more people, and I have friends who are now moving in to either care for their parents or because they've relocated, they're back living with their parents. It's not great. It's definitely a lot more people doing it.
Depends on your point of view. The Pew study suggests that 18% of us live in a home with other relatives. And it depends on, you know, there are a lot of the Brazilians that live around me here. Hell, there are five families living in one house. And there are a lot of, I think more, it seems to have been that blacks and Hispanics lived, Hispanics especially, in these big family units, big family homes, or even if the homes weren't that big, they were all piled in to the same home. And so now the financial pressures that are on people, because if you're lower income, you're going to have that need. And
well,
so
and rent, I mean, rents are insane.
Crazy.
The rents are so expensive. I am a renter in New Jersey, and the rents are absolutely ludicrous. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that families and family members would kind of pool together financially. It makes more sense if you've got space and you can make it work, then yeah, why not share the burden of the housing costs?
So just to put a cap on this, the home sales this past month were down 5% from where they were last year. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Nothing to sell. There's no inventory.
Right. No inventory. Exactly. Right. That's what isn't mentioned, but that's what's true. Largest increase in interest rates since 1994 also is about to happen, it would seem. So that'll slow things down a little bit, I think, one way or the other. And then you wonder how that's going to affect people's ability to pay their taxes and all of the other things that are in this whole business about the gas tax. And in Massachusetts, they voted last Friday not to cut it. The state Senate overruled what the governor wanted to do, and they said no. I wonder how many – it's a discussion in most every state, though, right? California,
pretty much,
that
right?
Boob that's the governor. What does he want to give you, $500 instead of
– Four.
$400. Yeah.
Whatever. For each car. Including jalopy. But like, I know we talked about this last week, but it still kind of blows my mind that instead of just freezing the gas tax for, let's say, one month, the postage alone, like, I don't know, sending everyone $400 and hoping that it gets to the right person, it seems very haphazard.
Because I was trying to figure out why he would do this, and I think it's because he wants to tout this phony surplus that he has, and so if he stops the gas tax,
then the state loses the
revenue, and they can't show the income. So he'd rather send it out through the checks rather than lose income.
The budget proposal for next year, which would take effect in July, I believe, or is it October? I don't know. There's the budget office coming out with the increase includes a minimum tax of 20% on households worth more than $100 million. So right away, off the top, 20%. I think that's a big boo. 48 past the hour.
Are you over 65 or turning 65? Whether you're new to Medicare or already have a plan, important changes in Medicare take place every year that most Americans miss. Get your Medicare maximized with Chapter, a free service that makes sure you have the right plan now and continued concierge service whenever you need a change. At Chapter, we instantly compare thousands of plans from the most trusted insurers to find our members the best and most affordable plans for them. The right Medicare coverage for you, including plans to cover gaps in Medicare Part A and Part B. Important benefits like vision, dental, and prescription coverage that could save you thousands of dollars each year. Maximize your Medicare with Chapter, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. The service is free, so call and speak with an advisor. Let us help your next Chapter be the best one yet. Call 800-601-7555, 800-601-7555, 800-601-7555.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now on the DJV program. A little balance, a little bliss here. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit normally is with us, but he had to bring his mother to the hospital this morning, so usually a good fill-in for his work when it comes to talking about what's going on in your house and how you can improve things in your home is to talk about food and ancillary things that go along with it. For example, today is National Weed Appreciation Day, and we're not talking about MJ. We're just talking about weeds and how, where in the world does this come from? Who thinks that weeds are beneficial? There's nothing about weed. Well, everything. That's not true.
Some are.
Dandelions. I don't know why they're considered. Well, they become mainstream. I know in Chinese medicine they use a lot of stuff that are considered weeds. Chickweed, for example. I have ragweed all over my farm, and it gets into my. I have a little infection in my lung that came from exposure to ragweed. That sort of stuff. So it's not great. But when you think about many of the things that today are considered food that were considered weeds before, or, you know, use weed as an example. It's called weed for a reason. Marijuana was a weed. And kale was a weed. And dandelions are a weed. So what was yesterday a weed is today good for you. I guess, baby, that's how the what we get out of National Weed Appreciation Week, right? What else? Do you ever cook with knowingly with weeds, either of the two of you, Victoria?
Cook? Jay? No. But dandelion tea and dandelion root coffee are, like, really healthy for you. So yeah. That's something that it's really good for the liver, really good for if you have Epstein-Barr virus. That's something that, you know, is helpful.
Good to know. We missed National Sloppy Joe Day last week. How many people like Sloppy Joes?
Sloppy Janes. We make Sloppy Janes with ground turkey that are really good.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently a bartender.
Ground turkey is good.
Yeah, you like it? Havana, in 1920, the site of a bartender named Jose Otero created the sandwich. It was shredded beef, tomato sauce, and spices. And that's how it became known as a Sloppy Joe, because Jose is Joe, duh. So, I don't know. I remember in school, one of the delicacies used to be Sloppy Joe's, Wednesday. We had the same food every week, and Wednesday was Sloppy Joe Day. Friday was Fish Day. I think Tuesday was Pizza Day. How about that for remembering?
Pizza Day was a good one. And we had a salad bar whenever it was also Pizza Day. It was salad bars were Tuesdays and Thursdays. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have Walmart and Kroger in the focus because their pancake mix has cable fragments in it. This is attention, Kmart shoppers. The buttermilk pancake mix that you bought is probably something you want to bring back and get your money back for. Continental Mills issuing a nationwide recall and this is the same thing here. You know, all of these stores have the same stuff that come from the same place, and they just put their label on it. So great value is Walmart's house brand. I forget what it is, whatever you can find in Kroger. But basically, if you have buttermilk, pancake, and waffle mix, bring it back to the store, no matter where it came from. Could come from Kroger's, it could have come, doesn't matter, just bring it back and get your money back and wait until the dust settles. I think that's probably the best advice. Don't you think, ladies?
Sure,
Yeah. All right, speaking of pancake mix, IHOP has launched a loyalty program, huh? Pancake Bank. The International Bank of Pancakes. There we go. Customers who want to participate in the program have to make an account online through the IHOP app. Does anybody not have an app? Is there any company? I got an app. I put an app on my phone at Dr. Ken's office last week because I have a new Fitbit. And the Fitbit is tied into this app. And Ken was so funny, he looked at me askance and said, "Are you sure you're going to be able to handle this?" I said, "What is there to..." to handle it.
That's a wise question, Dr. Ken.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, actually, I've been doing it every day. I put the Fitbit on, and I push the button for my blood pressure and that sort of thing, and then it puts everything else in it, and I put the app next to the phone, and I can hear it go boing, boing, boing when it puts the stuff in. And so it's tracking kind of everything about how many steps I have, what my heart rate is, what my oxygen level is. It's pretty fascinating. You just put this thing on your wrist, and it does all of that stuff. You can make a phone call. I can look at my email on it. I know that you probably both are laughing now because the phone thing has been...
Very cute.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, I've joined the Pepsi generation, I guess, or the new generation. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.